Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that goes full steam ahead through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about a man synonymous with America's Age of Steam, a speedy and courageous train engineer by the name of Casey Jones. The day was March 14th, 1863. American folk hero Casey Jones was born in southeastern Missouri. Back then, he was known as John Luther Jones, and he didn't stay in Missouri very long. His father, schoolteacher Frank Jones, and his mother, Ann Nolan Jones, didn't think their son would have many prospects growing up in the backwoods of Missouri. So when he was a little older, they moved the family just over the state line into Casey, Kentucky. Around the same time, Jones developed a fascination with steam trains and set his sights on becoming an engineer. And since every good railroader went by a nickname, people started calling him Casey after his new hometown. In the late 1800s, the heyday of the steam era, working on the railroad was an exciting and lucrative prospect. In the years following the Civil War, freight trains had become a vital part of American commerce, and the rise of passenger trains further fueled the need for skilled engineers who could handle the fast speeds and even faster schedules. Determined to be a part of the new booming industry, Casey Jones moved to Columbus, Kentucky when he was just 15 and took a job as a telegrapher for the Mobile and Ohio Railroad. Then, in 1884, he moved to Jackson, Tennessee, where he was promoted to the position of flagman, the person who protected the train by signaling behind or ahead of it whenever it was in danger of collision. Casey lived at a boarding house in Jackson, and it was there that he met and fell in love with Mary Joanne Brady, the daughter of the proprietor. After a brief courtship, the couple got married in 1886 and moved into a home of their own right there in Jackson. They would go on to have three children together, two sons and a daughter. Casey continued to work at M&O until 1891, when he was offered his dream job as engineer for the Illinois Central Railroad. He proved to be a natural at driving trains and quickly earned a reputation for staying on schedule, no matter how fast he had to go to do it. Casey also distinguished himself through his unique use of the train whistle. His wife later recalled this peculiar talent, telling reporters, quote, "He established a sort of trademark for himself by his inimitable method of blowing a whistle. It was a kind of long, drawn-out note that he created, beginning softly, then rising, then dying away, almost to a whisper. People living along the Illinois Central right-of-way between Jackson and Water Valley would turn over in their beds late at night and say, 'There goes Casey Jones,' as he roared by." The long, drawn-out note was described by the public as a sort of whippoorwill bird call, and it sounded something like this. For the next 9 years, Casey mostly drove freight trains, but in early 1900, he was promoted to passenger trains, a higher-paying job due to the added responsibility of transporting living people. He began serving on the Illinois Central's fastest run, the so-called Cannonball Express, connecting Memphis, Tennessee, and Canton, Mississippi. For the next 3 months, Casey handled the demanding assignment with ease, bringing his train in on schedule every time. But late in the evening on April 29th, 1900, Casey arrived in Memphis to learn that his fellow engineer, Sam Tate, had suddenly fallen ill. Casey was asked to take Tate's place by pulling engine number 382 back to Canton. It was a tall order, as Casey had just completed a long run from Canton and was supposed to go off duty for a rest. But because the train was already an hour and 15 minutes behind schedule, and because Casey loved a challenge, he agreed to make the run anyway. And so, in the early hours of April 30th, Casey pulled out of the Poplar Street station in Memphis, carrying 12 passenger and mail cars, loaded with more than 100 people. At his side was Simeon T. Webb, a railroad fireman, whose job was to heave coal into the engine's furnace to keep it moving. Webb's role would be especially important on that early morning run, as Casey was determined to make up for lost time. He kept the train running at speeds nearing 100 miles per hour, a feat Casey had handled before and was confident he could do again. The run went smoothly at first, and by the time they reached Durant, Mississippi, only 35 miles from their destination, they were just about back on schedule. But what they didn't know was that just down the track in Vaughan, Mississippi, there was a backup of other trains blocking the way. An airline had burst in one of the engines, stranding a caboose and several other cars right in the path of the cannonball. As Casey rounded a curve into Vaughan, Webb cried out that there was another train stalled just ahead of them. The engineer reacted with lightning speed, grabbing the brake lever with one hand and pulling the whistle cord with the other in an effort to warn those near the train. He then turned to Webb and ordered him to jump to safety while there was still time. Casey remained on board, trying to the last second to slow the train and save his passengers. The cannonball plowed through the wooden caboose and freight cars of the train in front of it, but thankfully, no one was on board. As for his own passengers, all of them survived the collision, as Casey had successfully reduced his speed from about 75 miles per hour to 35. The engineer himself was the only casualty of the crash, and when his body was found in the wreckage, it was discovered that his hand was still clenched on the brake lever. Casey Jones' heroic sacrifice was immortalized in song shortly after his death. The man responsible was a fellow railroad worker, an African-American engine wiper named Wallace Saunders. He wrote The Ballad of Casey Jones as a tribute to the fallen engineer, and over the next several years, it became a kind of anthem among other men in the railroad yards. Here's a clip from a 1919 recording by Irving and Jack Kaufman.
If you want to hear a story about a brave engineer, Casey Jones was a rounder's name, and a sick thing we'll avoid, he won his fame. The caller called Casey at a 4:30, kissed his wife at the station door, mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took his farewell trip.
The jaunty tune was later adapted by William Layton and became a staple of vaudeville performers throughout the early 20th century. From there, it was popularized by various recording artists, helping turn Casey Jones into an American folk hero, right up there with Johnny Appleseed and John Henry. The Engineer's story was later dramatized in plays, radio shows, and TV programs. It even inspired two animated Disney characters, Casey Jr., the anthropomorphic steam train in Dumbo, and The Brave Engineer, a 1950s short based on Casey's exploits, but with a much happier ending. There are also plenty of tributes to Casey in the real world. His house in Jackson, Tennessee, has since been converted into the Casey Jones Home and Railroad Museum. And in 1938, a historic marker was placed in his hometown of Casey, Kentucky, with the engineer's widow, son, daughter, and two grandchildren in attendance. The marker is still there today, and it reads, in part, "Famous for bravery and courage, the name of Casey Jones lives deeply set into the hearts of American people in both tradition and song. It can be truthfully said of him, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.